You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hi, it's Jonathan Mosen back once again with you to discuss an app that I use on the Mac on a daily basis. The app is called ReadKit, and it's an RSS reader and more. Not only will it work with your RSS feeds, but it'll also work with anything you've saved to a bookmark service such as Instapaper and Pocket. Now, if you are familiar with RSS and what the benefits of it are, as well as services like Instapaper and Pocket, you might want to skip ahead a couple of minutes because I'm going to do some explaining about what all this stuff is for those who are not familiar with it. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll know that one of the things I like to do is to share relevant technology stories with my followers. These are stories that I think might add value for some reason to my followers' day. Now, I suppose it might be demystifying this process to say that I don't go to each and every website in my browser, scouring the web for just the right technology story. That would be tedious for me, and if you like reading the news, it would be tedious for you. There's a much more efficient way for you to gather the news, and that is to use an RSS reader. RSS stands for Really Simple Syndication, and it's a standard offered by many news and blog sites. In fact, Apple Viz maintains a number of RSS feeds, so if you get into this and you use ReadKit on your Mac and an equivalent product in iOS, you can subscribe to Apple Viz RSS feeds, and Apple Viz will come to you rather than you having to visit the Apple Viz website and see what's new. I subscribe to the feed here at Apple Viz that gives me all content. So in my RSS readers on iOS and the Mac, I see new forum posts, app reviews, and podcasts. You can categorize feeds into folders, which makes it easier to get all the information you want collected. With ReadKit and many other RSS readers, you can view your folders in one big list of news articles. This is how I handle my technology news. So I bring up my tech news folder and see all the latest news stories, no matter what source they've come from. If you prefer, you can drill down and just concentrate on news articles from a particular source. That's useful if you're pressed for time. Maybe you haven't had a chance to check your feed reader for a few days and you want to do a bit of pruning, but there are certain publications that you never want to miss. So you can do it either way, and you can change your behavior whenever it suits. These days, many news services and blogs, including Apple Viz, let you subscribe to Twitter feeds that instantly publish links to new content. So why would you use RSS instead of just subscribing to the website's Twitter feed? Well, using Twitter intelligently as an alternative to RSS is worth considering in some cases. Many blogs and news feeds are there, and you can emulate the grouping of RSS feeds into folders by sorting the sources you follow on Twitter into Twitter lists. For example, you could have a Twitter list for political news, another for tech news, perhaps another for local news. But the reason why I still come back to RSS, which is a technology that has been around for a while now, is primarily because of my ability to preview more of the article without having to click through to the full text. I subscribe to an awful lot of feeds, and sometimes reading the first few lines of an article is all I need to do to get the salient points or to realize that the article isn't of interest to me. With Twitter, the 140-character limit means that I spend a lot more time clicking links and waiting for the page to load just to see that the article may not be of interest to me. That's just less efficient. There are several good cloud-based reader services available with which a good feed aggregator will sync. Using a cloud-based RSS service such as Feedly, which is the one I'm going to be using in this demonstration, means that you can consume content on your iPhone, your iPad, and your Mac with all of your devices knowing about what has been read on the other. While there are some excellent standalone RSS readers out there, for me, this ability to have everything in sync gives me the freedom to work on whatever device I want, where I want, when I want. And a key tool in the arsenal for me is this app, ReadKit on the Mac. It's available for purchase in the Mac App Store. You can also go to their website, and I'll give you the address at the end of this podcast, to get a free trial, which lasts for a couple of weeks. Now, as I prepare to run the app, just to caution that this is not a full tutorial in the use of ReadKit. Really, this is a demonstration of some of the capabilities of the product so that you can investigate it further. I will do my best to give you a few hints along the way, though. Since I use ReadKit very regularly, usually more than once every day, I have this assigned to a shortcut key, and there is a feature in VoiceOver on the Mac where you can launch applications by holding down a shortcut key and then pressing another key. Normally, it is the right-hand option key. So I'm going to hold that key down now and press the letter N for news.
ReadKit, table, tech news, 8. Selected has keyboard focus.
And ReadKit has loaded. Alex says ReadKit, but we'll forgive him. And what's happening now is that ReadKit is connecting to my feed reader of choice. In this case, it is Feedly. Obviously, I've been using this for some time, and initially I subscribed to the Feedly service, and I've been an RSS reader even before Google Reader, so I had to import my feeds into Feedly on the web. The Feedly website is not too bad. I don't think I would like to use it regularly for actually reading the news, but you can certainly import a series of RSS feeds if you have some from another source. And once you get an account set up, you can sign in with Feedly and configure an account that way. You can add RSS feeds from ReadKit itself if you prefer, and we'll take a look at how one might discover RSS feeds a little bit later. Focus is on a list of folders that I have created. You may or may not choose to create folders depending on how many RSS feeds you have. If you don't have folders, then initially what will happen is that you're placed in a list of RSS feeds, and they'll be listed in alphabetical order. You have a number of choices in ReadKit in terms of the view, and the view that I have by default is that all of my RSS feeds that don't contain new articles are hidden. That just creates a little bit less clutter for me, and I can instantly up and down arrow and see what's new. So if I do that now,
Sport 329,
that number tells me how many articles are new. I haven't actually looked at my Sport RSS feeds for some time, so that's why there are so many.
Self-help 499.
This is the self-help folder. So this is where I keep RSS feeds pertaining to things like nutrition and wellness and mindfulness and all sorts of good things like that.
Politics 41.
I am keeping up with my politics folder because I'm a student of American politics, and the Iowa caucuses are just coming up as I record this. So I am checking in with my political feeds pretty regularly there. And so it goes. I can continue to up arrow.
NZ News 122.
That's New Zealand news. I keep up with that pretty regularly too. So what happens then if I want to take a look at articles in this New Zealand news folder? To do that, I press the right arrow key, or I can press tab, but I prefer right arrow.
Table. Christopher Luxon, I am supporting flag change. Regardless of what you think of the process, the shortlisted designs, or even the Prime Minister, we now have a very simple and binary choice facing us. Do we adopt a new flag or stick with the status quo? We're all entitled to have one day ago politics selected.
What you got there was the headline, and then a little bit of the article. So this comes back to what I was talking about earlier, where you get a lot more of the article just in this list than you would if you had seen the same article on Twitter. You would have just got the headline on Twitter and the URL. So I really do appreciate that. And then at the very end, we got the source of the feed, which is politics. And that feed comes from the New Zealand Herald, which is one of the daily newspapers in New Zealand. Now that I'm in this list, I can just down arrow.
Duncan Garner. Flexible principles help Key, while Labour continues to flounder. Opinion, how on earth can Labour beat John Key? One day ago, political.
Just by down arrowing through this list, I'm marking the articles as read. It's kind of like the option that you might have in an email client, where sometimes you can have things set up so that just down arrowing past an email will cause it to be marked as read. And that's good, because if I've heard the headline and I haven't gone into the article to read it further or taken some other action, chances are it doesn't interest me. So rather than having to mark things as read at the end of the process, I can just automatically assume that if I haven't taken an action, the article is marked as read. It's not lost forever, because you can toggle the view so that you can see all articles, including an article that you've read. I'll press the left arrow key.
Table. NZ News 120.
I'm back in my folder list, and I'm going to down arrow to Tech News.
Politics. Self-help. Sport. Tech News 25.
If I down arrow one further, by the way.
Tech Blogs 4.
I'm in my Tech Blogs folder, and that's where AppleVis lives. So if I press the right arrow key.
Table. Do apps for iOS devices. Hi, does anyone know of any DJ type apps that are accessible? I tried DJ 2 but got confused with it, so wondering if someone could do a podcast for this app. I would love to know how to use this app properly, or if there is anything similar to this one. Thanks in advance. Forum, iOS and iOS app discussion, 19 hours ago, AppleVis. Selected.
Well, there you go. There's a challenge for me. I actually quite like that DJ app. So as you heard, that's request, that forum post, was sufficiently short that I got the whole thing without having to go to a website, without having to press any keys, without having to do anything else at all. So it just saves you so much time. I'll left arrow.
Table.
And now up arrow again.
Tech News 25.
And what I'd like to do now is show you how you can have a look at every individual feed in a given folder, because the nice thing about this is that all of the articles from all of the sources are aggregated into a folder, and usually that's quite nice to manage. I'm going to interact with this table now.
Interact with table. Tech News 25. Selected.
Now I've interacted with the table and Tech News is selected. I'm going to expand this disclosure triangle by pressing VO with backslash.
Row 18 expanded.
You'll remember that when I down arrowed before, I went straight from Tech News to Tech Blogs. Now that I have expanded the folder, I can down arrow
9 to 5 Mac 1.
And I can look at each individual feed.
Apple Insider, Front Page News 3.
These are only feeds that have new articles, so it is skipping other sources that I subscribe to that currently don't have any new information.
Ars Technica 1. Beta News 6. CNET 10. Computer World 2. Cult of Mac 2. Tech Vlogs 3. Collapsed.
And now that is all at this time that have new articles, and so it's gone down to the Tech Blogs folder, and VoiceOver now is telling me that that folder is collapsed, so I can do the trick again and expand that folder if I want to see individual feeds.
Cult of Mac 2.
Let's up arrow.
Compute scene beta R Apple and 9 to Tech News 25. Expanded.
And I'm told the folder is expanded. I'll press my VO backslash again.
Row 18 collapsed.
And it's collapsed again, so I can view all of the articles in one list. Let's go back to that list.
Table. Stream Facebook Live video like a superstar video. CNET. Learn how to broadcast live video to your Facebook friends and followers. The feature works a little differently than Periscope. 14 hours ago, CNET.
We'll continue to find an article we might like to take a look at.
What's stupid this month? Xerox patents sharing documents online, credit, Ohio Univ. Forget about LTE hurting Wi-Fi and think about using it in your business. Controversial technology that lets LTE networks use unlicensed spectrum could become a trusted part of the enterprise IT toolkit in a few years. 14 hours ago, Computer World.
Because I have used this app for quite some time, I'm familiar with all of the keyboard shortcuts. It is important to stress that there's a typical standard menu bar available, and I'll press VOM so we can take a look.
Menu bar, Apple. RedKit.
On the RedKit menu.
RedKit. About RedKit. Preferences ellipsis command, comma.
And of course you can go into configure preferences for RedKit. Here you would add any account that you subscribe to. So once you get your Feedly account or an account with another supported RSS news aggregator, you would add it here. If you subscribe to a Read Later service, which I'll talk about in a moment, then you would add it in the preferences as well under the accounts tab. There are quite a few preferences sections. We'll go in there in just a moment.
Services. Hide RedKit command A. Hide others command op. Quit RedKit command Q. About RedKit.
So pretty standard pull down menu for the application. And then we have
file. Edit. View. Folder. Item. Sharing. Window. Help. Search. Search result.
And the help is pretty good, actually. If you want to take a look at the help and learn all about this application, I found the documentation has been very well written. So if I want to perform an action on the item that we have now, the article that we just had in focus before I brought up the menu bar, let's left arrow.
Window. Sharing. Item.
And here's the menu options pertaining to the item in question. And I can down arrow to take a look.
Previous item K. Next item J. Mark as starred F. Mark as unread M. View original V. Open in default browser B.
If I press the B key, the article that has focus will open in my default browser. And in my case, that is Safari.
View with readability G.
That is what I do in the majority of cases. I press the letter G and this views it in readability. This is kind of like viewing it with reader mode automatically enabled in Safari, because what happens is that the article opens with all of the clutter stripped away. And this is another really big advantage of using an RSS service like this. Rather than going to the website and you have all the social media stuff and the links to other sources, and actually getting to the text can take some work. You can, of course, use things like the sweet spot in Safari, and if you go to a site often enough, you can set up auto hotspots. But just pressing the letter G sure beats that, right? Just press the letter G and you're in the article and you're reading it, and I'll show you that in just a moment. So in the majority of cases, unless readability, which is the service that is stripping out all of this clutter, gets it wrong, and every so often it does, not that often, but every so often it'll get it wrong, then I might press the letter B to view the full article in my browser.
Previous item K.
And now we're back at the top of the menu. There are some shortcut keys that actually are fairly typical. You see these keys on services like Facebook and Twitter as well, where you can press K for the previous item.
Next item J.
And J for the next item. And you'll find that they work all over the place, but I still prefer to up and down arrow because it's something that I'm used to doing. I'll press Escape for now to get out of the menu bar. And of course, if you get this application, you can explore the menu bar at your leisure.
Table. Forget about LTE hurting Wi-Fi and think about using it in your business.
All right, so what if I want to take a look at this article? I'll just press the letter G.
View with readability. HTML content.
And look, it's loaded. All I need to do now is press VOA, which is the command to read all.
HTML content. Link. Computer world. Stephen Lawson, forget about LTE hurting Wi-Fi and think about using it in your business. Controversial technology that lets LTE networks use unlicensed spectrum could become a trusted part of the enterprise IT toolkit in a few years. So-called link. Unlicensed LTE has come under fire.
I press the control key to silence that. So you will know how busy news sites can get, but when we did this, when we viewed it in readability, there was no clutter. It just read the article. It read the headline, who wrote this article, and then we got right on to the business of reading the article. What's happened now is that we are in an HTML view, and I can tab around this.
Table. Tech news. 21.
So now we're back in the list of folders.
Table. Forget about LTE hurt.
I have pressed tab, and I have voiceover set to interact with the table automatically when I press tab. So we're interacting with this list.
Link. Unlicensed LTE.
And now we're back in my article in the HTML view that has been created by readability. What I find helpful here is to use the VOJ command. Let's see how VoiceOver describes VOJ. I'm going to turn keyboard help on with VO with K.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the VoiceOver keys while typing to hear VoiceOver commands. Press the escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop help.
I will press VOJ now and you'll hear how it's described.
Control J. Juliet. Go to linked item, move the VoiceOver cursor to the item linked to the current item.
So VoiceOver makes some intelligent decisions about what a linked item is in any given context, and it usually is a sensible decision. So I will press the escape key to get out of keyboard help.
Escape, stopping keyboard help.
So if I press VOJ now.
Interact with table. Tech news, 21. Selected. Tech news, 21. Collapsed.
VOJ again.
Interact with table. Forget about LTE hurting Wi-Fi and think about using it in your business. Controversial technology.
I'm interacting with the table, and one advantage of interacting this way with VOJ is that you can then use the trackpad. If you have a Mac with a trackpad, you can turn trackpad commander on, and you're able to flick right and left through the articles, just really like using an iPhone.
Interact with HTML content. Link. Computer world. Stephen Lawson.
And there we go. We're interacting with the HTML content and taking a look at the article that we activated by pressing the G key to load it in readability. I'll press VOJ twice because VOJ one more time.
Interact with table.
Gets me back into my list of folders. VOJ a second time.
Interact with table. Forget about it.
Gets me into the article list. And let's take a look at the view menu now, because there are various things you can do there that are important to what you will see on the screen.
Menu bar, Apple. RedKit. File. Edit. View.
And we'll pull down the view menu.
View. Enter focus mode. Command Shift L. Checkmark. Show folder list. Command 1.
Command 1 will toggle the folder list.
Show tag list. Command 2.
You can tag your articles if you want. If you're the kind of person that wants to search for something later, then you can apply tags to the articles that you are reading.
Checkmark, hide red items, Command Shift U.
This is checked, and I have it checked by default, hide read items, but there are times when I want to go back and have a look at something that I've already read, so all I have to do is press Command Shift U from the list of articles, and everything is back again.
Enter full screen Command Control F.
There's a full screen mode.
Enter focus mode.
And now we're wrapped back to the beginning, so that is the view menu. One very nice feature of ReadKit is all the ways that you can share information. So I'm going to right arrow.
Folder. Item. Sharing.
To sharing. Sharing has its own menu. And this is where it makes it so easy for me to share things on Twitter and to a lesser extent, Facebook. I'm more of a tweeter than I am a Facebook poster. A down arrow.
Send to Instapaper option I.
I have assigned keyboard shortcuts to some of these functions that I use regularly. And ReadKit has made this very easy. There is a feature, of course, within the Mac itself that lets you assign a keyboard shortcut to any menu item. But in this instance, it's built into the application itself. So send to Instapaper is an item that I use regularly. This is a chance for me to talk about Instapaper. Instapaper and equivalent services such as Pocket and Readability, for that matter, are services that allow you to send articles that you like the look of, but you don't have a chance to read right now so that you can read them later. If I'm about to go on a trip, and sometimes I do take very long international flights, and some of those flights still don't have Wi-Fi, some of the international ones, so I could be stuck on a plane for 12 or 13 hours without internet access. Imagine that. So what I can do is go through my list of RSS feeds and press, in my case, Option I, which is a keyboard command that I have assigned to send an article to Instapaper. I'll show you how this works. I'll just escape.
Forget about LTE hurting Wi-Fi.
One down arrow.
Facebook bans private gun sales. No, that Apple said to have secret virtual reality team. CNET.
Top secret virtual reality team. Sounds very clandestine. All right, I'm going to read that article later. So I'll just press Option I.
Send to Instapaper. ReadKit. Item added to Instapaper. The item was successfully added to Instapaper.
I mean, just like that. And this is one of the things I really do like about reading articles with the RSS reader on the Mac is that it's full of shortcut keys. And so it just makes it so efficient to think, yep, I'll read this later. And I press Option I. Now, Instapaper does have a very accessible iOS app of its own, and it's pretty good. But my personal preference is to read Instapaper articles through VoiceDream Reader, which is an application you will find lots about here on AppleVis. It's an iOS app, and I like it a lot. I've set up my Instapaper account in VoiceDream Reader, and so I can go into the special Instapaper folder that is in VoiceDream and refresh it, double tap on the refresh button, and then I get all my articles that I have marked for reading later. And then they will just play one after the other. So I start with the first article, switch off my screen, and go about doing my thing. So even when I'm not on a plane, if I'm doing a bit of exercise, maybe on the exercise bike or doing the weights and all those sorts of good things, then I can just have this on in the background and listen to my news while I'm doing other things. It's kind of like your own personalized newscast. So let's go back to that share menu.
Menu bar, Apple, red, edit, view, folder, item, sharing.
And down arrow.
Sharing. Send to Instapaper option I. Post on Twitter ellipsis option T.
I've also assigned option T to post an article to Twitter. So when I read something and I think, yeah, I think my followers might find this interesting, I just press option T, a command that I have set up. And if there's room, I might be able to type in a little bit of a comment about the article, and the headline and the URL for the article is tweeted. Simple as that.
Post on Facebook ellipsis option F.
I will also post to Facebook from time to time. At least there's no limitation in terms of how many characters I can add in terms of a comment. So I can press option F, which is another key I've set up, to post to Facebook.
Post on buffer ellipsis.
I don't use buffer right now, so I haven't assigned a shortcut key to that, but it's supported.
Send by messages ellipsis option G.
Every so often I see an article that my wife or one of my kids or one of my friends might like to read, and I want to send it to them personally. And so I can press option G, which is another key that I've set up, and the messages app on the Mac comes up, and I can say who I'm addressing the message to and send it to them.
Email link ellipsis option M.
That's self-explanatory. You can email the link.
Save to Safari reading list.
And you can save it to the Safari reading list, which is, of course, iCloud enabled. So that is another way, if you like, the Safari reading list to get your article in a place where you can read it later.
Copy link option C.
You can copy the link to the clipboard. I've set up a keyboard command for that. And that's just one more way you might want to share it somewhere that isn't supported. You can have the link on the clipboard and then paste it wherever you want.
Send to Instapaper option.
And now it's wrapped around. So some comprehensive sharing options there. I'm going to press escape.
CNET Tech News 19.
I'm going to up arrow.
Self Poly NZ Nikita Blind.
I'm at the top of my list of feeds. And now I can go up and take a look at some other items here that have been added outside of Feedly.
Self-help.
That's a self-help folder in Instapaper this time.
Archives. Favorited. Unread. RSS starred. 2. RSS news. Read later.
So there are several folders there pertaining to items that you've starred, favorited, various other functions.
Read later. 20.
And here is the read later folder. In this instance, I have ReadKit set up to hook into my Instapaper. I can also set up multiple accounts, so I could have a pocket account or whatever. And I'll press VOJ.
Interact with table. Getting started with HomeKit. A beginner's guide.
This is something that I sent to Instapaper yesterday. So I'm now looking at my Instapaper feed and items that I have marked for reading later. So not only can you read your RSS feeds with ReadKit, but you can also take a look at your read later services. Let's just take a quick look at preferences and tell you about the categories that are there. In just about every Mac app that I've ever seen, you press Command Comma, and ReadKit is no exception.
Preferences, preferences, table.
I'm going to VO left arrow.
Toolbar.
And we're on a toolbar, which will show us the different categories available in preferences, so let's interact with that.
Interact with toolbar. 8 items, accounts, selected button, syncing button, general button, appearance button, reading button. Sharing button, shortcuts button, images button, images button.
For now, I'm going to press Command W to close the preferences.
Close ReadKit.
But just to say that obviously if you're getting started with this, you're going to have to set up an account of some kind for your RSS articles. It could be with Feedly. If you're sure that you're only going to read RSS feeds on your Mac, then you can go ahead and set up the Mac-only RSS support that is built into ReadKit. It just means that you won't be able to use your RSS feeds on other devices. Although, if you change your mind later, you should be able to export those feeds and import them into a cloud-based service like Feedly. Command N, which is a pretty standard practice for new, lets you add a feed. So if I press Command N,
add feed subscription, interact with dialog, 4, window, ReadKit, Feedly, Jonathan at mosen.org. Pop-up button, service, address, folder.
You can choose the service that you want to add the subscription to. So if you have multiple RSS services, you can choose the one you want to use.
Required. Edit text. Required.
And that's the URL of the feed.
Top level, pop-up button.
You can choose the folder that you want this feed to belong to.
Cancel button.
And there's a cancel button. Right now, there's not an add or an OK button because we haven't specified a mandatory field, which is the URL. So how do we discover RSS feeds? If I type the website name or the service name into a search engine, such as Google, and then RSS, I can normally find what I'm looking for. So if it's, say, the Mashable.com website, which is certainly prolific, if you subscribe to the Mashable service, you will get lots and lots of tech news. Let's just try that. I'll open
table.
Safari.
Getting started with HomeKit. Safari. Untitled. HTML content has keyboard focus.
And now I'm going to press Command L.
Mosen. Open location.
And we will type Mashable RSS feed.
D.
And press Enter.
M. Mike.
And I don't have any feedback, but I believe if I just check the window title.
Mashable RSS feed. Google search.
Yep, that's fine. So we'll navigate by heading now.
Link, Google, search results, link, how to follow Mashable channels via RSS email.
And there's the article right there that tells you how to follow Mashable by RSS. If we were to open this page, we would find at least one URL for an RSS feed, so we can give focus to that link, press VO Shift M for the context menu, and copy the link for the RSS feed to the clipboard. When we've done that, we can go back into ReadKit, do our command N for adding a new feed, and the feed URL will be there for us to paste in, and we will have subscribed to the RSS feed. And there are also RSS directories that you can search on to find feeds. If you have a favorite site, you might like to just go to that site as well and search it for the word RSS and see if you can find RSS feeds. It's certainly worth doing because once you've got it set up, it will save you a lot of time. If you'd like to find out more about ReadKit, as I say, it is available in the Mac App Store. You can also go to their website and you can download a 14-day trial from there. So if you want to make sure it absolutely is for you before you shell out any money, you can do that. The website is www.readkitapp.com, all one word, www.readkitapp.com. I hope this overview has been helpful. You can contact me if you wish on Twitter. I'm Jonathan Mosen, all joined together, and my email address is jonathan@mosen.org. That's jonathan@mosen.org.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.